Welcome to the Prudential Real Estate Podcast, presented by Prudential Real Estate. Every week, we present three common real estate challenges faced by both buyers and sellers, and we offer expert advice on how to navigate them. Our theme this week is The Price is Right, and we're talking about everything to do with prices, whether you're a buyer or a seller, or you're just thinking about it. Now, today, we're going to start off with something from that last group, thinkers. And thinkers, your challenge is overcoming fear. A lot of experts are calling today's housing market a buyer's market. But if that's true, where are the buyers? This is the irony of all markets, from stocks to houses to apples at the grocery store. Conditions are best for buyers when there's nobody buying. And often, like right now, nobody's buying because too many people are afraid. So it's not so much a buyer's market as it is a brave buyer's market. Of course, there are a lot of reasons for buyers to be careful. We've been through a couple of rough years. But being careful is not the same thing as being afraid. To make a responsible, careful decision, you've got to overcome fear. If you can do that, you might be able to take advantage of the fact that today is an amazing time to buy a home. Here are a few reasons why buying a home right now might be a pretty smart decision to maybe help some buyers get over that fear. Money Watch recently reported that rates on a 30-year fixed-rate loan fell below 4% for the first time in history, and rates remain near their historic lows. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve is taking action to keep interest rates at record low rates, nearly rock bottom. And when you're paying interest over the life of a 30-year mortgage, fractions of a percent can mean thousands of dollars in savings. Being too hesitant, too afraid, could end up costing a buyer a lot over the long term. And here's another reason to overcome buyer's fear. It's cheaper. In over half the major markets in the United States, it's actually cheaper to buy a home than it is to rent one. Again, according to CNN Money, it's cheaper to buy than it is to rent in 74% of the 50 largest markets. Even when you add in property taxes and other major costs, it's cheaper to own. And in many other markets, it's about the same cost to own as it is to rent. But even in the pricier markets, where it seems like renting is always going to be cheaper, remember that the money you pay toward a mortgage is money you're saving. You're building equity, and you're creating wealth for your family. There are also some good new indicators coming out that could help quiet fears of wider trends. The Wall Street Journal recently reported that inventory is down all across the country and that new home construction is at a record low. Both of these are factors that many real estate experts look at when trying to predict whether prices will rise or fall. Right now, there are fewer homes being constructed than in almost any time in the past. Because there are always people who want to buy a new home, this factor means we could see a shortage soon, and that could drive prices up. There are also demographic forces that will help breathe life into residential real estate. Household formation through the Great Recession slowed significantly as younger adults in their 20s and even 30s moved back home and families doubled up with other households. Currently, about 69 million adults, or 30% of U.S. households, reflect this temporary condition. Many of these adults will seek homes in the years ahead, and immigration will also continue fueling household growth. And finally, the last reason, and maybe the best one, for overcoming unnecessary fear when it comes to buying a home, with real estate, you're in it for the long term. With careful advice from an experienced real estate professional and with thought and attention, you can make an investment in a home that is safer than almost any investment you could otherwise make. It's where you're going to live, and it's the first step on a path to building wealth and building families for generations. It's never a buyer's market forever. As more and more people buy houses, as many trends are showing, prices are likely to rise again. And when the experts start saying it's a seller's market, you won't want to regret waiting. If you're thinking about buying a home, talk to a Prudential agent about what's going on in your local area and see if there's another reason it's the right time for you. Tune in for the next podcast. The theme this week is The Price is Right. So up next, we're going to be talking about the real price of some of the lowest prices you can find, foreclosures and short sales. We'll give you everything you need to know next time on the Prudential Real Estate Podcast.